Today's daf is daf mem beis, and here's what we've done so far. We ended up discovering certain dinim that were in common between all of the cases where the Torah is interested in hair, basically. So that we have the din of the Nazir, the din of the Levim, at the original Kedushas HaLevim, the din of the Mitzera, the halacha of hair benogea peot of the Rosh, and the hair benogea the peot of the Zakat, which are not the same, as we've seen. So that was the first thing that we established, was the Isser of Giluach, in terms of the Zakan, and the Nazir was an Isser of Giluach, of using a tar. The mitzvah of Giluach of the Mitzera and of the Nazir was a mitzvah of tar. What we were left with was Benogea, the Zakan, although it's Betar, the Pa'at HaRosh is not Betar over there, it's a getter of Lo Takifu, not Lo Tegalea. Lo Takifu is however it is that you would make. Lo Takifu simply means to make it even. Don't make it a corner, which means don't have a straight line going down in the same direction from the back of the forehead up to the front of the head. So however you would do that, it would be done. I mean, that's the difference whether it's done with the scissors or whether it's done with a tar. Perhaps the shiur would have to be ke'en tar. In other words, you're certainly allowed to cut those peyot, but as long as you leave the shiur of rosho ad ikaro, you have a hair, and that's considered to be gidul. That much, yes. However, as Tosis points here, you have to be zoyer, even if you're giving a haircut with scissors, you have to be zoyer not to give it close enough not to leave the kedesha yakuf. And he brings indeed in his time the minhag that when they are cutting the hair of children, which apparently they used to cut short, even though you're using a misparayin, to make sure the minhag was to leave the peyot. Okay, so over there, in order not to accidentally go beneath the shear of the lakuf rosho ad sofo, so that we establish. However, in the course of all of this yesterday, we also established something else. According to the Rabbanan, we ended up having two separate sukkot. One rosho and one zikano. And remember that it said before kol sa'aro, which obviously would have included rosho and zikano. Why did we need two? So according to the Rabbanan, the only reason that we needed two, we said, was that be'etzem, the zikano comes to tell me the case where the man is also a kohen, has an iser, therefore of a lav and an asay. And from there, the Torah is telling us, go ahead and do the cutting anyway, even though you're going to be over. Normally, en asay docha lo ta'asay va'asay. From the Rosho, although we didn't talk about it, because the Gemara said, look, if I already know zikano, why bother mentioning Rosho? So indeed, the Rosho itself wasn't necessary because I would have known it from Zikano. It was only to avoid the mistake of thinking that Hakafat Kol HaRosh would not be considered a Hakafa according to the Rabbanan, right? So that means that if we take a look at the Pasuk, we say to ourselves like this, on the one hand, the Torah is definitely telling me that in this case you would be Deiche, even a Lo Ta'aseh V'aseh. But the Gemara elsewhere, this is not the main sugir of Ese Docha Lo Ta'aseh. Yevomis was the main sugir. But indeed, the Gemara asks, why not learn from here that an Aseh is Docha Lo Ta'aseh V'aseh? Answers the Gemara, the reason is, because this is a case where the Isurim are not Shaveh Bekol. They do not include everybody, because the iser of shaving a beard is only for males and not for females. So therefore I can't derive from here that in general an eser would be docha alot asa, even where there is an asa associated. So you'll say then, how do we know eser docha alot asa at all from here? Because we said yesterday we will know eser docha alot asa. So the truth is, says Tosis, we're relying even at the beginning, at the end of the sukkah. Because in essence, it turns out that we have two separate sukkah, both teaching the same thing in terms of being doicha and essa being doicha loitasa. So one is rosho where there's an asay, that would be even for anybody. An alot asay would be even for anybody. Because if you're going to tell me, maybe it's dafka, this case, I'll say, but this case I already know from Zikano. In other words, a case that is limited to dafka kayanim, dafka males, is given. So what do I need the extra rosha for? So therefore, it must be that the Torah is adding the next level. What's the next level? That an es is deicha lo yisase, in general. What about a lota sevase? That we only have an example of an es, of a say, and lota sevase she'enosha. So it turns out, agav, even though we didn't set out to find that here, but it turns out, agav, that we really have a raya from the Rabbanan, here, to kol ha'Torah kula, that an es is deicha lo yisase. The Gemara assumes that you picked that up. You picked that up through yesterday's sugya, even though you didn't really, because we didn't say it openly. We just rely on your intelligence. And as we said openly yesterday, was it I katav rosho, the lo katav zikano? I would have learned two things. I would have learned ati ase v'dochi avotase, and I would have learned akafat kol rosh ma'akafa. Right? Minolon de bitar, that I learned from the extra zikano. But we recognize that if you work it all out in your head, then you understand, okay, but minolon bitar also means you're going to be using a tar. I mean, so I know already as a dochalotasa. In the end, from the second pasuk. All the Gemara was saying is, if it wouldn't have said the pasuk, second pasuk of zikano, what would have been missing? Only the fact that you need to use a razor on a mitzera, that's all. And now I know that, in fact, you need to use a razor. Good. But if I know you need to use a razor, I also have an additional raya that has a dochalotas. That means I have two mikoros for a dochalotas. In which case, one of them I'll say I can't use as a model because of the fact that it's a unique case. It's not a normal lotas. I mean, only men are chayav in a lotas. Whoever heard such a thing? Therefore, I say, but what about the other one? So it must be, I now know as a dovalotas. Therefore, the Gemara now comes to ask, this is why I didn't want to finish it yesterday, it's a little bit complex. Therefore, the Gemara comes now to ask, as the Gemara now, one line up from the bottom of Amud Beis, the Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer now, he doesn't have these riots, because he, if I don't know the extra pasuk, I would say, any way you do it, you're going to be over. Because if you're using a scissors, you're also going to be over, according to him. So how do I know a tar? So according to him, I needed it to teach me that. And therefore, I no longer have a raya that, in a general case, we would say, as a dofa lotas. So what about, according to Rebbe Eliezer, how do we know, where would he know that that the din is that as a dofa lotas? You'll say, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't hold Ezer Doga Lotasa. Maybe all the times that we find Ezer Doga Lotasa is indeed not according to Rebbe Eliezer. Says Tosis, because otherwise what right would he have to say that Zikano is referring to a Kohen as a Mitzvah? Maybe it isn't. That a Doga has to, because over there you have a Lav and an Asay. So who's to say it's talking about the case of a Kohen? Maybe a Kohen would not be allowed to be over. Therefore, it must be that he says to himself, look, to tell me the normal din, not by a kayin, where there's no asay, I don't need the pasuk. Because I already know asay dogalot asay. So therefore, what must this pasuk be referring to? Must be referring to a kohen who also has, besides the iser of giluach hazakan, he has the mitzvah of kedoshim yu le'elohim. Where's that coming from? Why is he making that assumption? He must have some other source for Eser Docha Lo Tasa. Because your natural response, if you don't know Eser Docha Lo Tasa, is to say, wow, this is weird. Does this mean that, forget being a Kohen, as a regular person, you're allowed to cut off the hair of your beard? Oh, must be the Torah telling me you're allowed to cut off the hair of your beard? Shall I make that a rule? No. Because women aren't chayav in cutting off the hair of a beard. Since he doesn't say that, instead he jumps straight into, what are we talking about? Kohen, who has an S, and a lot does it, must mean he already knows the first one. So where does he know it from? So Rabbi Eliezer, da'ati aseva dachiyat lotas eminolim. Says the Gemara, you remember in Yavamis. He learned it out from Gedilim. Because over there, and that's the famous bright of the Tanya. Lo tilbash sha'atnez. So the Torah says you're not allowed to be wearing sha'atnez. Tzemer upishtim yachdov. And immediately the next pasuk is Gedilim tasalach al arbakan fosk sutecha. Where do you get the idea? What's the connection? Because that's the point. Even if you're wearing a baguette of pishtan, and now if you're going to be binkayim, the mitzvah of tzitzit, you have to put in tchelet, which by definition is wool colored with a particular dye, you're going to be wearing the shatnez. Nonetheless, the Torah says, even though I just told you lo til bashatnez, I'm still telling you gedilim tasalach. So therefore, you see, how gedilim tasalach man? Make the gedilim from them. From there I learned. Since everybody is osur in sha'atnez, then I said, don't have lotasah. Okay, continues the Mishnah, the Braita, Omar Mar, v'kulam shegilchu shalom beta'ar. You said yesterday, somebody goes ahead and does the giluach not using a razor. So he takes an electric shaver as a nazir, and he cuts his hair. Osha shiaru shtei sa'arot, or he doesn't complete his haircut, he leaves two hairs. Lo asu velo klum. He's not yotzi. Omer vaka bereda ravika. You know what you see from here? Zot omeret, from here we can prove the din that rubo kekulo from the Torah is midiraita. So wherever we normally would have halacha of saying do something, if you do rov of that thing, you'll be yotze. How do I know that? Because over here the Torah goes out of its way to say, if you don't do the whole thing, you're not yotze. Normally, if the Torah would say the gilach et rosho, what would my response be? If I'm not well enough aware of the rules of the Torah, I would say gilach et rosho means gilach et rosho. If you left some of your hair, you weren't the gilach et rosho. And yet, for some reason, the Torah insists by using an extra word. You already said gilach et rosho. Must be to tell me, I mean every last bit of it. What do you mean? You said so. Why would I have thought otherwise? So you see from here that if I'm not told beferish every last bit, that it means to do most, and that's the same as doing every last bit. So therefore, says Rav Acha, right, Rav Ika, you see from here that all over, unless you're told otherwise, Rubo is kikulo. Me, my. Why do I say this? Because look, Miregoli Rachmona Gabi Nazir. Since the Torah found it necessary to say by the Nazir, that it says, V'gilach Rosho, listen to this pasuk, and tell me that you don't hear this glaring repetition. V'gilach Rosho b'yom taharato, b'yom ha'shvi'i yigalchenu. I mean, come on. Yigilach, yigalchenu, what's that talking about? So, ho'chuhu da'adi yigakulo, I'm telling you yigalchenu, the whole darn thing, you understand? But if I don't tell you that, so habi alma, if I would have just said yigalach rosho, you would have said, okay, I did it. You didn't tell me to get rid of every single last hair, did you? So meanwhile, this is the makor of what the Braita said. You leave enough that can still be called giluach, you're not yotze. Maskev l'Rav Yosef, Barebi Chanina. Well, how would you know that by a normal nazir? If this pasuk is only said by the nazir tameh, it says v'chiyamut meta alav, then beyom tarato beyom hashvii yigalchenu. Obviously, that's not talking about a nazir tahor. Maybe that's a din in tahara of the nazir to be able to restart. Who's to say that that's the basis of a nazir tahor trying to cut all of his hair? Maybe he doesn't have to cut all of his hair. Maybe a nazir tahor would be okay. Of course, back in Eretz Yisrael, they giggled about that question. Oh boy, these babbling of these Babylonians, it's just outrageous. So silly, so silly. How did they even know? Look, they used to take things for granted there. How do you know that another Tomei has to use a Tomei? This, of course, is a really cute way of the Gemara getting to something that we haven't even talked about. We've said all along, you need to use a tar, but all the riyas that we brought that you need to use a tar, we're referring to a nazir tar. So how do you know? Nozir tamei de betar minolan. The only way is later on in the Gemara. We're going to see that we learn a nozir tamei from a nozir tar. So minolan min nozir tamei yalif. So then obviously it works in both directions. I mean, so then leite nozir tar v'leilef min nozir tamei. If from the extra pasuk yigalchenu, I know that if you leave even two hairs, which are kidei giluach, I mean, you can't say I'm shaving a hair, or you could say I'm shaving when there's, you know, the famous cartoons with the guy that has that one hair left, but you have to cut it into little parts that it should at least cover something, right? So therefore, I mean, the truth is even the lasha doesn't support it. So if he leaves shtei sarot la klum avad, achadami kishir shtei sarot v'lo klum avad. Okay, so that we dispense with that. Boya baya. How about this case? A nazir is megaleach. He leaves two sarot. This is a fascinating question. Leaves two sarot. He now has to go and be megaleach the rest of the two sarot, right? But he waits. By the time he gets to the next time that he's going to cut these two sarot, the rest of his hair has already grown. Now, is the giluach of those two sarot the completion of the previous giluach? Or do we say a guy who's got a full head of hair, how's he going to be mekayim a giluach with two sarot? Fascinating issue. So now, tzomach rosho. He waits till his hair regrows. So, is giluach a basic contextual thing? As we're saying, that you've got a head of hair. If you left two hairs, you weren't megaleach. So if I have two hairs, then I am megaleach, and I leave a whole head of hair, for sure I'm not megaleach. We're going to see. It's just a technical issue that hair that was at the time that I did the giluach, now I have to complete it? What kind of completion is that? So chosev agidlan mal, mima akve olo. So at this point, is it considered indeed to be a giluach? Or do we say, well, what kind of giluach is that? You left your whole head on. That's one question. Now, in typical Yerushalmi fashion, we don't even mention what we do with this. We don't do anything with it. We let it hang. As we already pointed out many times, that nazir follows the derech and the language of the Yerushalmi. Boy, Rava, a nazir, shegilach. It means we bring no debt. Equivalent of a teku. Maybe we don't believe Elio is coming on this one. You know, this maybe escapes even him. Although, of course, the lashon of teku is as the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't use the lashon of teku. Yerushalmi uses the lashon of tehekoi. He let it stand. Which is what teku is a shortening. It shortens tehekoi. Okay, let the question stand. Boy Rava, furthermore. Nazir shegilach. Although it's a very old tradition, it's brought in very old places. It's also a remez to take the Tish B'Av. Boy, Rava. Nazir shegilach v'niach shtei sarot. Now, how about this? He does a giluach. He leaves two sarot. Now, in leaving two sarot, he is able to continue to be megaleach. So he has to be megaleach then. Now he comes along and he's megaleach one. Before he gets a chance to do the next one, it falls out. No. So now the question is, since shaving one hair is not called a giluach, so now he never shaved that hair. But on the other hand, leaving two hairs is not called a giluach, so he never did the first giluach. Good heavens! What's he gonna do now? Speaking of hair splitting. This is the classic. It's literally hair splitting. Okay, but the fundamental nature of the question is obviously beautiful. What kind of question is that? Is Rava asking Gilach Sara Sara? Come be a Rava. I mean, what does it mean? Is there a shir of toch kedai dibur of bichdei achila seyar? I understand. A guy is doing a haircut. So if it takes him 3 days to do the haircut, he wants to carefully cut each hair. That's not a haircut. He started cutting the hair. He continues now. He's cutting the last hair. So you're saying, but what do you mean? But he only had one hair to cut. It's not true. He didn't have only one hair to cut. He was continuing to cut his hair. So why isn't this all one haircut? What's nafkamina? If he left, I don't understand what the meaning is of this question. Hela ema nashra achat v'gila achat. What happened over here is, he comes now to be me'aleach his final son, and now, do we say he doesn't have any sear to cut? Because there's not two left. In other words, if at the time that he went ahead and cut that hair, he was still in the middle of cutting his head, because there's still tesarot left. So what do you care if after you cut the last hair, one hair is left and falls out? What's the question? But how about where there were two hairs, and now you can't complete the haircut, because now there's only one hair?
So in other words, do we say, the bottom line is that he ended up doing a giluach on all of his head except for one hair. And that, we said, is not a problem. It's only if you leave two hairs. But here he didn't leave two hairs without doing giluach on them, because one of the hairs isn't there. Or do we say that since at the initial point that he did the giluach, there had been two hairs that were left, so that didn't count. Now when he goes ahead and he cuts the remaining hair, that also doesn't count, because there's only one hair now when he's doing it, and one hair is not called a giluach. Or Marley, so Ravina explained to Rav Achmi Difti, what I would tell you is, giluach ain't kan, sear ain't kan. There cannot be a giluach here, because there's no hair. Because basically, as soon as one of them fell out, the other one doesn't exist vis-a-vis giluach, and so it's as if it fell out. So what are you going to be with galeach? Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Isayar Einkan, if you're telling me that basically there is no hair at all, okay, so then what that means is that it's the equivalent of somebody who went ahead, was Megaleach his entire head, except for two sarot, and then those two sarot fell out. So what's the problem with that? I was Megaleach everything that there is to be Megaleach. If I would have left over hairs that fell out, that's not a problem. There's nothing left to be Megaleach, which means that the original Giluach was complete. So why wasn't I Yotzi with that Giluach? Says the Gemara, no. That's not what was meant over here. What was meant was, is that Afa Pisha Seyar Einkan, even though now that one fell out and you went ahead and were Megaleach the other one, so that you think that, okay, so you might as well look at it as if I did a giluach, because I was megaleach, whatever was left, that's not true. Even though there's no sear, because one was removed by the act of cutting, that's not a mitzvah giluach. Mitzvah giluach ain't gone. You may have ended up without any sear, but you did not do the necessary giluach, because you didn't lose two hairs, you lost one hair, which left you with no way to make up for what you had initially left. And therefore, you would not be Yotze the mitzvah's Giluach. What is the nafkamina for you, Yotze? So if you hold like the Man D'Yomar that Giluach is Ma'akev, then you're really in trouble, because you're not going to be mutter in any of the things that a Nazir would be mutter in. If you hold that the Tiglachas is not Ma'akev, it just means you didn't do the mitzvah Giluach. The only way to do the mitzvah Giluach would be to wait until the hair grows back, and then to do a Giluach again. Nazir Chofef Umefasfeis. Not to be confused with Misafseif, which is certainly also, because that's what we said yesterday. Mifas face means to stroke your hair. Misaf safe means to grab the end of the hair and pull it out.
Make pasim?
Fas face? Okay. No, maybe. It just means to stroke, to run your fingers through your hair. It probably does come sometimes. Or he can shampoo. They say, how can he do that? Is he not going to be mimaret sarotav? It's a davar sheino mitkaveh. He's interested in washing his hair, stroking his beard. Avalosarek, but he cannot comb his hair. Chofeif u'mifasfeis. So now says the Gemara. The first part of the Mishnah says he can shampoo, he can run his fingers through his hair. So who's that going according to? Mani Rabbi Shimon. Darman davar sheino mitkaven mutar. Since his intent is not to pull out his hairs, it's not being memarit. But then when the Mishnah says avalosarek, that's going according to the Rabbanan. This is crazy. But the Reish Rabbi Shimon, in the middle of a sentence, you suddenly change the Sefer Rabbanan. Omar Rabbah, of course not. Kula Rabbi Shimoni. But the point is that Kol HaSorek La'asir Nimin Medudalot Mitkaven. The act of Sirika includes in it the desire to remove loosely attached hairs that otherwise may be falling out. And therefore, it's considered to be a davar shu kein mitkaven. The Rush learns, this of course is nogea other issues of combing Kabbat Shabbos and so on, that it only means to say that since in combing it's a psikoresha, so by definition it's the equivalent of kivut. There's no way to avoid pulling out hairs using a comb. But shampooing doesn't necessarily pull out hairs. So memela, this means if you're going to go comb, then you're being mechaving to be la'asanim imedudalim. Mashen ken, if you're stroking your hair, there's not necessarily anything that you're going to be doing. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, lo yachuf ba'adama mipnei shemasheret et ha'se'ar. There's a little machlokas around. Most learn that what he's saying is that using adama, so we use certain clays for a shampoo, you know, enrichment. They had those days, those ideas in those days. You can see it now. Beautiful bottles, special dirt imported from India. You know, magic for your hair, guaranteed to regrow, and so on. You can't use that stuff because it will pull out your hair. Some learn, most learn, that he's timing that is a psikresha. Whereas others learn that he indeed holds like the Rabbana, like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Dovashen of his cabin is awesome. Iboilo, mipnei shehi masheret et ha-seyar tanan, odilma mipnei ha-masheret tanan. Two ways of reading this Mishnah. Don't use Adama because of Hamasheret, the type of Adama that always pulls out air. Which would mean that since people will get confused with the type of sticky goo that for sure will remove air, don't use any Adama-based shampoo. Or does it mean don't use the type of Adama, the sticky stuff that will pull out air? L'may nafkamin, the difference will be, says the Gemara, k'gon de'ik adama de'lo matra. You want to buy a bottle of shampoo that has special dirt, organic dirt, absolutely guaranteed to contain carbon, and now, but also guaranteed not to pull out air. New gentle dirt. Can you buy such a shampoo? Or is it a gezerah? Anything that says dirt, you can't buy. Say, so if you're telling me that the Mishnah, what Rabbi Shmuel was saying is, dirt that is masheret sheyar, so if you know for a fact, because it says beferish on the label, does not pull out air. Gentle. I mean, new, improved. So obviously you could use it. It says so right on the label that it's not a psikresha. Matter of fact, even has a hechsher for Naziri. So that it would be okay. You could see it, can't you? You could see it coming. But if it says, for because of the fact that there is the type of dirt that is Masheret HaTaseyar, so then any company that tries to market the new improved will have its hechsher taken away from all of its products because somebody may end up as a Nazir using this, thinking that it's okay. So then, klal klalo, there'd be no way to give a hechsher for such a company. Maybe the rabbi knew it. Says, you want to take that indeed. Only Eliyahu HaNavi can take care of this. Nazir, as we've seen before, when Nazir is drinking, and he's drinking many revios of wine, he's only chayev once. But amrulo al tishteh al tishteh v'hu shoteh, if they give him hatra'ah each time, then he's chayev al kol achat v'achat. By the way, it really is not enough to say al tishteh. because you have to inform the person of the Isser. You can't just say, don't drink. The reason, say the Mefarshim and over here, the Mishnah is Bekatzer, to say, al tishteh, is to tell me a Chiddush, that if you gave him Hatra'ah correctly, once, then it's like a footnote in a paper. You can refer back to, I told you not to drink. So then it's considered to be a new Hatra'ah, because it's not a formal statement of Hatra'ah. It's the fact that he has to know it. But if I refer back to what I told him, then I'm telling it to him again. I don't need to say each time. Al tishteh mipnei shekatuv b'torah yayin v'shechar al tishteh. I don't say that. Only once I have to say that. So to shorten it, it tells me al tishteh, meaning, but you already said the first time the correct hatra'ah. So then you'd be chayav on each one. Hayim megalayach kol hayom. He continues to cut his hair. Enu chayav alachat. Amrulo al tegaleach, so then on every year he would be chayav u'megaleach, chayav kol achat v'achat. Hayam etameh l'meitim kol hayom. Now this one is really weird. I mean, if he was tameh l'meitim, then he's already tameh l'meitim. So this already is going to challenge us. Because here l'chora, you didn't do anything new. You'd bring the tameh to the next mate. He couldn't possibly, Richie, couldn't possibly have become Torah all in one day from the first mate. And nonetheless it says that Omrlo al titame vumitame chayava kolachat viachat. Remarkable. Itma. Outside of the context of this Mishnah, the following conversation takes place. So Rava is sitting quoting Ravuna. So he says, Omer Ravuna, Mikra male dibera katuv. Look, the Torah was very, very specific about this, in which it said, Lo yitame. It says, Beferesh, La'aviv, La'imo, etc. Lo yitame, Lahem demotam. So then why does it also need to add, Ko yimei haziro la'ashem al nefesh meit lo yavo? If you already said Lo yitame, entering an ohel is a form of lo yitame. So what do I need to talk out? There's a specific issue of walking in to an ohel hamid. Any tame you already said. Lahaziro ala tuma, lahaziro ala biya. It means that there's two separate levels. The Torah is saying, even if he's already tame, being nichnas into an ohel hamid is a new level of tuma. And therefore, I'm being b'chayev you separately on bia. But to be mitameh vid mitameh, so he's already now touches a mate, to say, don't touch again, that's the same iser. How can you be b'chayev him twice? Now this seems to ignore our mission. We're going to get to it, obviously. But this took place outside of the context of our mission. Rav Yosef says, Rabbi, you are quoting Rav Huna wrong. Oh Elohim, I swear to God, Om Ravuna afilu tuma v'tuma. It's not true. Ravuna said, even if he's mitameh, and then he's mitameh again, without going into an ohel hamed, he would still be adding a new iser each time. And I'll prove it to you. The Om Ravuna, Nazir Shaya omeid bebeit hakfarot. A Nazir is standing now in a cemetery. It's already coming. V'hoshitu lo meito, umeit acher. And they hand him a relative. He's not allowed to be metame to a relative. So they hand him a relative to bury. Or another mate. I mean, we're just making it clear that it's even a relative. V'nagabo chayav. If he touches that mate as they hand it to him to pass into the Beit HaKvoros, he'd be chayav. I'm metame v'koyim. I don't understand how you read this. I'll leave it to Rav Huna. There's no new tumah over here. He was metame v'koyim. Elalav shmaming amar Rav Huna filo tumah v'tumah. So it's clear that Rav Huna did not say only tumah v'biya. If you certainly are not denying that Rav Huna said this. Eitve Abaye. So Abaye asked on him. It says beferish kohen shayalo meit munach al kitefo. Voshitu lo meito meit acher v'nagabo. Yocho yehei chayav. Forget about the din of Nazir. A Kohen is now, hold this, referred to a Kohen Gadol, by the way. Some of you can actually have that, because otherwise a Kohen is allowed to be metame to his own mate. So a kohen gadol can't be metame even to his own mate. See, he's carrying now a body, and they hand him his own korov or somebody else to bury. And he touches that new body. So you might think he would be chaya, because now he's touching two bodies. Talmud lomar. Therefore, the Torah makes it very clear that it says, davka lehechalo, that he should not, it says, lo yitama ba'o be'amav lehechalo, the gros metakein, the years of years, lehechalo, don't do a tuma which is mechalo your kuhuna. But here he was already mechalo his kuhuna. He's mechulal ba'omeid. He can no longer serve now as a kohen in his current position as tamei. So b'mishen o mechulal, yatzad ze mashenken, this kohen is already mechulal ba'omeid. He's not adding anything. So how could Rav Huna possibly have argued with this bride to Rav Yosef? Ruhuna is saying, if you hand him another mate, you're chayim. And here the brightness is befair, if you hand him another mate, you didn't do anything. Oh, my Lacer of Yosef said to him, I don't understand you. This is the problem that you've got. So how do you understand the Mishnah in Nazir? Our Mishnah? Why didn't you ask, wow, something's wrong with this bright, huh? Because the Mishnah says befair over here, Omulo al tatame, yischayim al kol achat v'yachat. He's not doing anything. So teacher chamat nitan titznan ayam etamel meitib kol ayom eno chayav elachat amrul alat etamel altamel chayav al kol achat beachat. Lamai, you should have the same question. What are you asking me a question on Rav Huna? Am etamel bekoyim elakashi adani. You've got now a problem of a brayta keneged a mishnah. So what do you want to do? Throw out the mishnah? Or say that the bride is Meshubashat. I mean, so what's your problem? Says Abana, wait a minute, I have no problem with that. No problem with that at all. That's not a problem. Lokasha. Kan bechiburim, kan shalo bechiburim. The halacha is like this. Somebody's metame to a mate. Somebody else now touches him later in the day. What's the halacha? When he was metame to a mate, he became an avatuma, who's metame adam v'kelim. However, somebody who touches a maid is tamei for 7 days. He needs to go through the whole process, or aduma. But someone who touches somebody who touched a maid is regular. It's like coming into contact with an avatuma. Goes to the mikvah, and he's tamei, he's tamei that night. How about if he touches somebody who is currently touching a maid? That's called tuma bechiburin.
It's a live wire.
That's right. It's a live wire. Exactly. So then he becomes tamei 7 days as if he's touching the mate. What does that tell you? It tells you that as long as the individual is mechuper to the original mate, so then there's an additional level of tuma. So in a case where he was no longer attached to a mate, and I now hand him a new mate, you're going to tell me, well, it makes no difference. He was tamei. Not true. Well, right, if somebody touches him, he now has a higher level of tumah. So what are you telling me? It makes no difference. Because it does make a difference. It doesn't make a difference that remains with him, but right now it's making a difference. So Mamela, he's now adding tumah to the tumah that he was already basic from. There, if you add Enochinami, there's a big difference between the two cases. So what are you telling me from a case where over there he has a mate out there, he's in touch with the mate? Now they hand him another mate. He's not adding anything. You're right. It's already a mechulal. Mashenken, he's standing in a bet hakvarot. He became tamei. No, he's not touching a mate. Now you're handing him a mate. He's going to be touching a mate. That's all the Rav Huna said. And that certainly, bechiburim, is adding a new thing. So you're comparing two cases. That make that there's no question at all. You weren't listening carefully to what I quoted from Rav Huna.
So therefore, lo kasha. From, what are you going to ask from the Mishnah to the Braita? Khan, in the Braita, where it says you don't get Malkus, it's talking about where he still is Bechiburin. So now when he took the second mate, he was still connected to the first mate, as it says, that it was on his shoulder. Whereas Khan, in the Mishnah, that says now, Betuma, Betuma itself, you'd be Loka twice. That is talking about where the second time he was no longer connected to the first mate. So Rushalo b'chiburim. Now he becomes b'chubur to the second mate. At that point, now he's being mosif tum'ah, and therefore there's no problem at all from the brayta to the case of Ravuna.
Says Abayatim, what? You're telling me that the pasuk is making a difference between tum'ah b'chiburim? Tum'ah b'chiburim is not a d'oraisa, is it? You're claiming that tum'ah b'chiburim is d'oraisa. The Amr of Yitzchak by Yosef Amr of Yanai, lo Amru tumah b'chiburim elo l'truma v'kachin. The din of tumah b'chiburim is one of the mahalot. Remember, we had a whole perek full of mahalot. The difference between chulin and meiser and truma and kodesh and pora. There's different levels of the rabbanu were machmir. So this halacha that there's a new din of shivas yomim tumah and so on. It's only to be matter you to eat truma and kachin. I mean, come on, if it's a d'oraisa, you can't make a nafkamina between one level and another level. So, it's l'nazir v'azir pesach lo. And here you're telling me, dafka by nazir, it is a nafkamina. So, yama d'oraisa, maishna. What's the difference? Oi, says Rav Chesed. There's two dinim of tumah b'chiburim. Look how easy it is to get confused. There's the din of chiburei adam v'adam. And there's a din of chiburim adam b'meis. That's two different issues. What exactly this means is a machlokas. Rashi explains like this. The din of chiburei adam b'adam is that if a person, not Rashi here, Rashi elsewhere always learns chiburim b'chiburim, is the pshat of an individual, is in touch with the individual who is tamei meis, then he is treated legabe truma v'kachim, as if he too is tamei shivas yomi, so long as he's dead. That's a special thing. That's the rabbanim. The d'oraita is where the person who is the source of the tumah is attached to the mate, and that applies across the board. And that's what I was talking to you about. Tosis here learns that adam ba'adam means a third party is attached now to the second party, who was attached to the person who was attached to it. That's an extension of the din of tumah b'chiburim, which doesn't go on. It's only a din in an actual individual who's attached to the mate.
The first guy,
he can be matame, the next guy for shivas yomi. But it's not a chain, like Barnea was saying, it's a live wire. It's not a live wire in which you continue to make splices and it goes on till the end. But min rabbanan, you can splice yet another person on. So that's a din rabbanan that applies only to truma v'kachin. No, it's only a din in someone who is an avatuma, who is mechubur lameis.
And the guy touching him
is mechubur lameis. Midrabbanan.
The second guy touches
him is mechubur lameis. Midrabbanan. But again, truma v'kachin. So therefore, I now answered you. So kan be chibura adam b'adam, kan be chibura adam b'meis. Avol tum'a v'tum'a. I'm still insisting that the same level of tum'a twice, forget about it. There is certainly no din of adding, not adding anything. So tum'a v'tum'a lo, tomitame v'koyim. That's the difference. So when we said v'chatchila that there's a halakha of tuma v'bia, that would be where it's the same level of tuma. Okay. But certainly Rav Huna said, even a tuma v'tuma where the second time it's b'chiburim, that also is going to be included. Says the Gemara, isn't tuma v'bia nami hametame v'koy? I mean, if the logic is that if somebody's already tame, and you're not adding anything, that you cannot claim that there's an additional iser, so then the same thing should be true about tumah v'bia. I mean, if you're ready to admit that tumah v'bia, so maybe in Enochinami, it would be true of tumah v'tuma too. Where's the additional problem over here? Omer of Yochanan, kan babayit, kan basadeh. Somebody was never tomei. before walking into a house suddenly where there was a mate. So then he's over on two things because he's doing the two men two ways. The Torah said, Al tatameh. The Torah said, Bechol lo yavo. So there's two Isurim. Very often we find that two Isurim can be chal bevat achat. So that's what he suddenly became tameh by walking into a house. Ma she'en ken basadeh, where you're doing the same thing without the tumas o'ol. There's no way to be b'chayev, shnayim. Bevat achat? Because what are you going to do? You'll touch two meitim bevat achat. Where's the two Isurim? You're becoming tameh, that's the point. What's it called, nafshot meit? You'll touch 1,000 meitim, it's the same thing. So over there, you didn't do a pu'ula that is b'chayev you at all. It's a loose way of saying that if you have an opportunity of becoming tame at the same time of bia, so then there's a new iser. Because the Torah put it in two ways, it's too often. So you could be betame norm. It's like the same thing we had before with a tar, or with kol ha-ma'aviri. So if you use a tar, you're over on tulav. Why? Because it's tar and lo yavor. If you use a scissors, so it could be lo yavar, but you're not over on the tar. Same thing is true over here. Torah doesn't want you to become tame at all. Lo to tame. But it also said not to be ba'al olamit. Obviously, where that be, it makes a difference. Okay? So it makes a difference. So therefore, I did two lavim. I was both mitame, and I was nichlas olamit. There's only a little problem with this. In order to be nichlas into the olamit, part of me needs to touch the door on the way in, the airspace of the door. That's not called bia, but it is called touching a mace. Because an olam mace is considered to be full of the tumas mace. So how do I ever get a case where I wasn't tummy before entering? So I'm always going to be, there's no way to be at one moment be both over on the lo yatameh and the lo yavo. This is the exciting question that we'll deal with tomorrow. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar, Da'ati Yaseh B'dachi Lota Saminole, Yolik Megedilim, D'Tanya Lota Bar Sha'atnez, Ha'gedilim Ta'aselach Mehem. Omar Mar, V'kolam Shigilchu Shalom B'tah, O Shishiru Shtei Sa'arot, Lo Asur V'lo Klum. Omar Mar, Revika Zot Omeret, Ruba Kukulo must be meteorite. Mibai. After already saying Yigalea, so it must be the Dafka Hokahu. The Adi Ika Kulo, Abiyama Rubo Kakulo, Matkifla Rav Yezebred Rav Yechanina. Isn't that Pasuk said only on another Tame? Mechako la b'marom. Don't you know? Michte Nazir Tame de Betar Minola. The only places we'll see later is Binazir Tahor Yolik. So the same thing works out over here. Late Binazir Tahor. The Leila Binazir Tameh. Matameh. Kishier Shtei Sarot Veloklum Avad. Achanam Kishier Shtei Sarot Veloklum Avad. Boy, Abai. Nazir Shegilach Vishier Shtei Sarot. And then waited until Tzamach Rosho. And only then Vechazar Vegyuchan. Ma. Mima Akvi Olo. Boy Rava, Nazir Shegilach Miniach Shtei Sa'arot. The Gilach Achat V'Nashra Achat Ma'al. Omele Ravach Me'idif Terevini, what's he asking? Gilach Sa'ara V'Sa'ara Kami Boilin Rava. Ela'ima Nashra Achat V'Gilach Achat Ma'al. Omele, look, Giluach Enkan Sa'ar Enkan. What are you saying? Isar Enkan Giluach Nishkan. How's he coming? Afal Pish Isar Enkan. But nonetheless, there was no mitzvah Giluach, was there? So mitzvah giluach enka. Nazir chofeifu mifasfeis avalo sorek, chofeifu mifasfeis mani, Rabbi Shimoni. The yom ha-davar she'enu mitkavin mutar. Avalo sorek, that's only atal l'rabbonan. Does that make sense? Reish Rabbi Shimoni v'sei for rabbonan? Omar rava kula Rabbi Shimoni. Kol ha-sorek la'asir nimin medud alot mitkavin. What do you think the modern Hebrew usage of mifasfeis? How would it relate to this bichlo? Weird. Doesn't seem to have any kind
miss
of...
Miss an opportunity?
To miss out by accidentally losing something. I don't know. Rabbi Yishmael Amar, Lo Yachuf Ba'adamah V'tnei Shemasheret Atasiyah. Iboilu, V'tnei Shehimasheret Atasiyah. Od Yom V'tnei Hamasheret Atasiyah Tanah. L'may Nafkamina, Kogon De'ik Adamah, De'lo Matra. So, Iyam V'tnei Shehimasheret. Okay, so then Tanah. In a case where you've got a Hechsher, V'yech the Adina, De'lo Matra would be okay. Shapir. Ela Iyam V'tnei Hamasheret and Klal Klalo. Take Nazir shayah shote yayin kol hayom. Eino chayav ela achat. Omru lo, al tishteh, hu shote. Chayav kol achat v'yachat. Hayim megaleh kol hayom. Eino chayav ela achat. Omru lo, al tigaleyach. Vu megaleyach, chayav kol achat v'yachat. Hayam metameh lemitim kol hayom. Eino chayav ela achat. Omru lo, al tameh. Vu metameh, chayav kol achat v'yachat. Itzma. Omar rab, omar v'no mikro malay, divera katuv. Lo yitame. So then why does it say lo yavo? Because Omer lo yavo. It's for Haziro separately ala tuma and separately ala biya. For Haziro ala biya. Avo tuma v'tuma certainly lo. Rabbi Yosef Omer, or Elohim, Omer Ravuna filu tuma v'tuma. I prove it to you. Dom Ravuna nazir shayom et bebet akvarot. Voshitu lo meto met acher. V'naga bo chayav. Amai. Amitame v'koyim. Says Abaye, what are you talking about? Eitve Abaye, it's a beferish of Braita. Kohen shayalo meit munach al ktefo. Voshito lo meito meit acher. V'nagabo. Yocho yechayav. Talmud lomar lo yechalel. Mishen, and actually we changed the gears to Talmud lomar. Lo yitama ba'al ba'amav lehechalo. V'mishen eno mechulal. Yatzaze shehu mechulal va'omeid. Oh, Marley, this is a problem to you. That says the opposite. Got the same problem. So what are you going to say? That the Braita is a contradiction to the Mishnah? Ravuna was talking about where we're shalom b'chiburim, and now you added b'chiburim. What, tumah b'chiburim is b'oraita? Om Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Om Rav Yanai, lo amru tumah b'chiburim ela l'truma v'kotchim. Avel nozv asu pesach lo, v'yam b'tumah b'chiburim b'oraita, ma'ishna. That is two dinim of chiburim, for heaven's sakes. Kam b'chiburei adam ba'adam. Kam b'chiburei adam b'meit. But we're all agreed that tuma v'tuma stamp without additional tuma lo. Tamitame v'koyim, very nothing obvious. But tuma ubiya, says the Gemara, what's the difference? Hametame v'koyim, Om Rav Yochanan, and you're right. Kan ba bayit, kan ba sadeh.